You're listening to Transponder, a podcast about two transitioning adults after 2 years of transition, and they talk about transition and other people's transitions. Cool. Alright, okay, alright, here we go. Harley, I'm Regina, stealing hearts like a criminal. Super sexy transitors.
They're really smart and strong, they've got an audio blog.
Thank God the theme song isn't that long.
Go, go Mila, go, go, go Gina, go, go, go Mila, go, go, go Gina, go, go.
And welcome to Transponder episode 70.
You can find us on the web at www.trans-ponder.com. This is Mila.
And this is Jaina.
And we got somebody else here today. Who the heck is this? Hello?
Shut up, I'm listening. Hey, y'all.
Are you listening to us? Or are you listening to us?
Who's... this is good song. Yeah! Go, 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 Jaina.
What do you think of it? What do you think of the new theme song?
Go, go, Jaina. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I better be careful what I say.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, we're clean.
Go, go. Okay, go talk. Talk.
Wait.
Okay, they're starting their show. Okay.
Yeah, and you're on it, Rebecca.
We're with Rebecca Nay,
who apparently is taking time to listen to our podcast rather than be on the air with us.
Right, apparently all her professional broadcasting stuff has changed her one bit. She has not sold out.
Oh, bleep. Sorry. I forgot I was on the show with you.
Yeah.
You're falling asleep.
Now we already have to bleep you with your own bleep.
Yeah. It's only been like a minute and 30 seconds, and we already have to bleep you, Rebecca.
Have I cussed already?
Yep. You did already.
Bleep. Dang it. I tried. You know, I'm over at the radio station, and it's, you know, it's kind of like your show. The FCC controls every word you say. And, you know, I've gotten so good at not cussing behind a microphone. And then I come on your show, and I all up.
It's
see?
Just all
I even edited myself.
So what do you think of our new theme song?
Go, 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 go. No, it's good. That's catchy. I like it.
That's Debbie. She did yours.
Debbie did. Hey, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That's why it's good, because, you know, you went to the same source.
She came to us and she offered it to us. She like did it and just said, "Hey, I did this song." So,
yeah, we didn't even know that it was the same person until after we had already put it on their show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, she's a talented chick. She could
she could
probably contract herself out.
She could.
For those of you who don't know, we're talking to Rebecca Nay from Tranny Rec Radio, who was on episode 10 of Transponder.
What? That was some vintage Transponder there.
Yeah.
And she's also going to be our roommate at the New Media Expo. What, you have something to say?
So we've been recording for how long and you haven't introduced me?
I did introduce you, but you were, like, not paying attention.
What?
I was, like,
it was just
3 minutes ago.
Listening to your show. How could I not pay attention when I'm listening to your show?
Well,
that is so insulting.
Now you can listen to our show while you're on it. You could like play it back while we're recording and listen to it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Yes. Oh, did it rewind again? Oh, it started all over again. Nah, I don't want to listen to the song again, even though it's cool. I guess I probably should like talk to you too, huh?
That would be nice, yeah, since it's an interview, you know.
Oh, it's an interview. Okay, let me get started with my interview.
Not too formal, but, you know.
So, Mila and Jaina, tell me a little bit more about yourselves.
Well, I'm
I got a case of morbid transgenderousness. And
Mila's supposed to say, the estrogen has changed my sense of direction. I can no longer tell directions anymore because I'm on estrogen.
Hey, did you hear I started lactating?
She did.
Let me guess. Next month you're going to be pregnant, huh?
That's what I
think. I never expected the estrogen to make me pregnant, but it's magical.
I figured that I'm lactating because Jaina got
me
pregnant.
We had someone else report that direction thing.
The direction thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you should probably explain that this was like when you guys first started podcasting.
Well, she's talking about her lousy sense of direction.
Mm-hmm. And she blamed it on estrogen.
Well, she's saying transition, but I don't know. That book Brain Sex seemed to verify that there can be some
kind of wackiness with the direction sense until your hormones get stabilized, and then it's all back to good.
That, you know, because direction sense can be a testosterone fueled.
Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to believe any book that validates what Mila says? I mean,
facts and figures.
I suppose
that's her role on the show. Facts and figures. She's a what do you call it? Bibliophile.
Auto bibliophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're the snarky comment bitch, right? Oh, whoops! You're the snarky comment person.
That's right. I bring the wisecracks.
Well, we love Rebecca. We love you.
Okay, I guess it's time for the mushy moment. I love the two of you, too. I am so excited about being your roommate in Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and neither of us have been to the New Media Expo. We didn't get a chance to go last year. Mm-hmm. So what kind of cool stuff can we expect at the New Media Expo?
Oh, my God. You screwed it up already. The New Media Expo, it's the portable New Media Expo.
What?
What are they doing? They just going to add words every year?
Well, of course. Next year it's going to be the Mila Kabila Portable New Media Expo.
Because, of course, I will own every part of New Media by then.
Well, see, here's the thing. That Mila Kabila is not just you. Mila Kabila is you and Jaina.
Why do I have to be just an extension of Mila?
You're a caboose, like a Kabila,
Because you are Mila's wife, hello, and she's the husband. I mean, the wife is the extension of the husband. Where the hell have you been?
Apparently. In the 21st century?
Living under a rock. Did you know, see, this proves it. I'm in charge of the relationship. Rebecca said so.
Rebecca is a credible source of information.
Hey, I can pick and choose my sources just like everybody else. I read it in Jackass Monthly.
I guess I'm just as credible as that book that talks about the hormones and direction.
No, because you're not published.
Yeah, you know.
Excuse me.
You're not in paperback.
That is published.
You're not in paperback form.
Yeah, send me a paperback copy of your radio show, and then we'll talk. Because we know that as soon as something gets into a paperback form, it becomes absolute truth.
Mm-hmm. 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 I think I need to take a poo.
What?
I need to poo.
This is definitely Rebecca that we're talking to. Only she will go to the bathroom while on the show with us.
Okay, so semi-seriously, what can we expect from the New Media Expo? Portable New Media Expo.
Well, basically, as far as like what the Freak Network doing and it, what the Freak Network, what the Freak Network is doing and what the PME, which I guess is that's what it's been called in past years for short, for the Portable Media Expo.
Mm-hmm.
two different things, really. I think, like, what I signed up, I went to the Portable Media's Expo's website so I could get, like, a badge, basically, which allows you to walk on their stupid floor and see all the fucking businesses, all the businesses that are advertising to podcasters, basically.
Right, who want our money.
Yeah. I mean, that's really all that the expo is podcasting, how-tos, you know, everything. It basically covers the entire business aspect of podcasting. So I'm thinking if you're looking at podcasting from a business standpoint and you have $200 to $300 to spend on registration, then it might be a helpful thing for you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I think most of us, like last year was my first year at the expo, and all it really was is we'd show up on the floor, we would say hi and network with other podcasters for a couple of hours total throughout the entire weekend. That's about as much time as I spent on the expo floor. And then the rest of the time it was basically partying and getting drunk.
Awesome. We're looking forward to that. I've never really gotten the whole, I don't know, making podcasting a business. I mean, I think the moment it becomes a business is probably the moment it's not going to be fun.
Right, and also the whole idea that it's not a profitable endeavor. I mean, doing a podcast is not something that's going to make you money. So
it's like once my
that's not true.
Once my motive is just to sell you something, I don't think I've got an agenda that's not as credible.
That's suspect by the listeners, and I totally agree with what you're saying. That's why it's like, you know, the difference between, let's say, community radio and commercialized corporate radio.
Yeah.
You know, I think it is a lot easier to find somebody that's not getting paid for doing what they're doing to be more credible. You know, it's, you know, but I guess the double-handed side to this is, you know, creating this content isn't free either. And it takes, a lot of time that's valuable for a lot of people, and time is money. So.
Yeah, and we have been fortunate. I mean, we see our time as something that we want to give, but we have had we've had donors to the website and stuff, and that has like helped us get like the boom mic arms and the buttons and stuff like that. So,
well, and I think also the most important part to a podcast, in my opinion, is passion. You know, when you lose the passion for the show, then you kind of start to lose your audience, and so that's like for me, you know. That's why, for right now, I don't podcast as often as I used to, is because when I do a recording, when I sit in front of a microphone and do a recording, I want to give it my all.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And you know, I want to feel like I have something important and relevant to say, and just, you know, put my all into it.
See, we don't need anything relevant to say.
Well,
our podcast doesn't require that.
Oh, I think you're saying that about mine. I'm like, oh, that's
a good point.
But
ours.
Yeah, yours better be always pertinent and relevant, because if it's not important, no one's ever going to listen to you. Yeah,
especially the songs that I play.
Oh, they're the best part, don't you know? I mean, that you can fast forward to them.
Exactly. So you're getting involved in a little community broadcasting now, right?
Oh, yeah. Community radio, since I left my job at Wells Fargo, community radio has been it's been therapy for me. I've learned so much doing community radio, from a technical standpoint and a personal standpoint, you know, and it's wonderful. I've definitely found, you know, talking about this whole media getting paid for it type thing, you know, I believe everybody has a right to make a living doing what they love, you know?
Yeah.
And you should be happy. You spend 40 hours or more of your life working, most of us. And that, you know, you do that in your entire life. You're spending a third of your life working, at least. you have a right to be happy and enjoy doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea that you have to settle, that that's just life, is a bunch of bullcrap. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's, and I reject that in its entirety. So, you know, the whole getting back to the Media Expo thing, the fact you can actually make money in podcasting. You know, it's not, I don't think people are making tons of money, and I don't think, you know, you can, it's not just everybody's thing to turn on a podcast and expect to make money from it. The internet media is still so new, even though, yeah, it's been around 5 years, but still in relativity, it's still so new that you've got to find creative ways to use it to make money. So, like, some people, there's a podcast about candles that, you know, they make enough to support themselves with like 150 listeners, because they've got 150 listeners that are just candle fanatics, you know?
Wow.
So they're selling lots, you know, of wax.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just one example. People are using podcasting to make money, but it is different, you know? It is different when you're listening to somebody that's getting paid for what they're doing. You are going to suspect, you know, their motives.
Right.
And so it's a trade-off, I guess.
But you know, I guess if you're looking to buy something like candles, then I guess it kind of makes more sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a whole new
thing. If you're going to a podcast to buy something, that's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, you know,
it's just a whole new...
The way that I've seen it too is that sometimes you're looking for something in specific, like you want to take a class on writing, right? And when you get into the podcast and the person starts talking about their writing, they say, okay, well, we're going to use my book as a reference. So flip to page one. And it's like, well, what they're basically saying is, I'm going to teach you how to write, but you're going to have to go and buy my book to really follow along. And it's like, well, you could not buy the book.
I think that's pretty smart. Let's start the transponder guide. And we'll be like,
just turn to page 30.
Yeah, on page 30, you'll see the whole entry about Rebecca Naik. It lets you know where she is from, what she's doing, and if you don't have the book, then I guess you're SOL.
Mm-hmm.
And also on page 32 is the 100% guaranteed way to pass.
Secret 100%. Bona fide, guaranteed. If it doesn't work for you, then...
and I have the answers. You know, so the whole media expo thing, I think, you know, is valuable for a lot of people. It could be valuable for me if I chose to cough up $200. I don't know. That would be an interesting question to ask the people that are paying that ridiculous fee for the business side of the expo. Because to me, my impression of the expo itself is it's a whole lot of people just trying to make money off of podcasters themselves instead of podcasting in general. You know,
it's kind of the way to make money off podcasting is to sell stuff to podcasters.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's one way of doing it. But, you know, there are other ways to make money.
Yeah, I know, but that's one of the ways.
I think you gotta look at it outside just podcasting, the word and just the activity, and just look at every media is going to merge into one. Internet, radio, and TV. It's all going to become one. And that's
singularity.
Kind of the perspective. Yeah. So, anyway. So that's the whole Media Expo. It's a party.
Hey, don't you think it's kind of sleazy for people to try and make money off of a marginalized, part of society? Like, you have, I mean, I'm not saying that podcasters are marginalized, but I'm saying that basically you have people who are putting their own money out there to produce content. They're not getting paid for it. And what are you going to do? You're going to present something to make money off of them so that they can go and sit through your, like, little class and learn probably something they could have learned on the internet anyway.
Let me take the, I guess this might be the conservative side of this, is how much money have we spent? I'm voting for John McCain.
That's it, Rebecca. You totally convinced me to become a Republican.
No comment.
Okay.
We're back after
that little glitch.
Minor technical difficulties. Up here in Transponder Land, we always have technical, you know.
Okay, so you're conservative. You're conservative.
It's interesting how you get quote unquote technical problems as soon as I'm about ready to throw the kibosh.
We just went out again.
Oops,
we're losing you, Rebecca.
I can't hear you, Rebecca.
Okay. I personally don't have a problem with people marketing to podcasters because that's evidence.
Yeah.
That's evidence that there's a lot of podcasters out there that are stupid enough to buy shit from them that they could probably, get for free.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Drip, software and, equipment and stuff like that. If someone can make, prove to me it's a better product and something I might make it easier and, then yeah.
See, there you go. So your point is null and invalid.
I don't really have points.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think
just snarky comments.
My point was that these conferences, when you go to them, you sit down in a room and you have somebody come up in front of everybody and they go, "Hi there, I'm here to talk to you about blah blah blah," and you ask them a tough question, which is what you really were there to learn about, and they go, "Oh, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that question before." And you're like, "Oh, great. So what are we talking about here today?" "Well, this is a computer. This is how you turn it on."
She's talking about her IT seminars she probably goes to.
Yeah. I've been to IT.
Well, then
seminars,
I'm sure they have the podcasting 101, which is just way, way, way below us. And, because we're just so much better than that.
This is iTunes.
Yeah.
You can open
enough
iTunes.
Of
those damn noobs.
Oh yeah, let's transition from talking about the podcasting and the expo to gamer talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Nerds.
We are total nerds here with our piratey puzzling.
Yeah, we've been playing Puzzle Pirates.
I want to place. I keep forgetting to go and sign up for that. So I need another video game addiction. I don't have enough.
Yeah, you can never have too many
because you have so much free time, don't you? I mean, between your World of Warcraft and EverQuest or whatever you're doing.
I
got a new.
I actually haven't had time to play World of Warcraft in the past week. It's kind of depressing.
That's probably a good thing.
I'm wasting all of this time doing productive stuff when I could be
wasting. Yeah, that's depressing.
Crap.
But what's uplifting here is that Jaina got something really cool today.
You got a job?
No, I got a corset.
Oh.
I had it made. It took about over a month, but it's really nice. It's sharp looking. It's gorgeous.
Are you going to wear it 24/7?
Pretty much.
She hasn't taken it off.
Look at me, I'm anorexic.
they make corsets that are for all shapes and sizes. We went to this place, Dark
Even
Garden.
Even Jaina sized.
And they don't care what your height, weight, whatever. They don't care. They'll make it for anybody.
It looks so good that Mila went ahead and paid for one. She's getting one made for herself.
Yeah, I cashed out my retirement fund so I could go and buy a corset.
We're screw SRS. Getting a corset.
Does it help you pass? Is that why you guys got them?
No, they're sharp. We wear them on the outside, so they're just
on the outside.
Yeah,
okay.
They're nice. Mm-hmm. They're gorgeous and they're
very well made, very good construction. They're guaranteed for a year, so that if there's any tears or rips or anything like that, they'll fix it up. And
okay, because maybe I'm thinking of a different kind of corset or something, one that, I don't know.
You thinking like a girdle or something?
A girdle.
Well, there's waist trainer. You can buy something called a waist trainer.
I was totally thinking about a gurgle. A gurgle.
A gurgle.
I was totally gurgling about a girdle.
But waist sure. trainers are designed to try and like crush your ribs so that you you develop a more feminine shape. But you have to wear them 24 hours a day. You can't take them off.
A couple years.
You know? It basically takes 2 years for you to properly train your
waist. It's not one of those.
Yeah, those things are really really dangerous if you don't have supervision while you're doing it, because you can potentially hurt yourself.
Did you say supervision?
Yeah, super vision.
Supervision, yeah.
Like Superman or Supergirl?
Yeah, like the type that you get when you transition, you know?
That was so funny. I'm going to laugh. Not.
Hey, didn't you get the X-ray vision and like the super flying powers and that kind of stuff when you transitioned?
No, she didn't.
Yes. And I lost my sense of direction, too.
You're good.
Wow, so did Mila.
You're gonna be awesome.
We totally have something in common.
I'm never gonna live that down, am I? Forever. It'll be like, oh, I well,
Mila, which way's up?
I'll tell you what, Mila. I will go off my hormones for a couple of days before we go to Vegas, just for you. So I can get my sense of direction back.
I'm not sure if it works that way, because you don't have any of the other hormones.
You don't have any directional NADs.
Oh, I got to take a testosterone shot. Crap. I'll make Dace take it. If you ever listen to Dace laugh, you know, you realize he needs a testosterone shot. Dace, you're going to be taking a testosterone shot.
So Dace is going, right?
Dace is going, sure.
They made the fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yep.
I contributed.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You made a very generous donation, and I really want to thank you. And I know Dace does, too.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to meeting him and Zilla, and, of course, getting, you know, rooming with you and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to get out of town.
Absolutely, and I'm kind of thinking of organizing an event, you know, in honor of all of Dace's donors that show up for the expo.
Oh,
so
that'd be
awesome. If you donated to Dace's charity campaign, I'm going to organize an event where each and everybody that donated to him will get a chance to push him down the stairs.
Awesome. So.
that seems fair. I mean,
yeah.
Is he going to get pushed down the chair? Pushed down the stairs.
Wait, everyone's going to get to push him? One push, like all together, or take turns?
No.
It's like a lottery thing.
No, I figure we'll just have somebody that will drag him back up and put him back on his chair, and we'll just, you know, until everybody's got a chance to get a good push.
It seems a little cruel.
What?
Just a little. Not a,
lot.
A little.
Oh, okay. Good.
This is Dace
we're talking about here. Anybody else, it would be like unthinkable, you know, but
right.
It's Dace. I mean, come on. There's exceptions to every rule.
You always hurt the ones you love.
Exactly. That's why I'm looking forward to sharing a room with the two of you.
Mila, stop squirting milk out of your breast, please. She seriously started lactating. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. Like, seriously.
So, we gotta go to the doctor, and, you know, they gotta test her levels, and might be because her estrogen is too high after the orky.
Uh-huh.
So.
I didn't think that was possible.
What, lactation?
Yeah, it's possible.
It's totally possible. It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
I mean, I got implants, and I've been squirting silicone out of my
silly string.
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty normal, but lactating?
Yes.
I don't know. That's just a little extreme.
It's really weird because it's like, wow, that is actually milk.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's just
okay. Back to being serious now. What were we talking about?
Podcasting Expo?
Dace?
No,
pushing Dace downstairs, selling crap to podcasters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is exactly the reason why we don't ask for any money when we're on our show, because we don't want to have to sell crap to people.
Well, we have we have like the Transponder Amazon bookstore, but we don't, you know.
Like, woohoo!
But you don't have any books on it. See, that's good. That's good.
We have
a bookstore, but we don't have
stuff sells. We get like credit for a gift certificate or what?
Yeah, it's like
we've not ever gotten enough credit yet to actually get the gift certificate yet.
I think you only need like $11 for the credit to get it. It's pretty pathetic. Just like the whole like Google Ads or whatever. It's like just ridiculous. They're like,
can we take this off?
And they're gonna come off the site. Yeah,
good.
I have a tranny wreck whore store that I don't make any money off of. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Well, you put them on there, and you didn't charge anything.
I didn't raise the prices. It's basically what Cafe Press would charge me.
Cafe Press basically gets all your merchandising.
Yeah. So maybe I should call it the tranny wreck slut store instead of the tranny wreck whore store, since I'm not getting paid for it.
You're not getting paid for it.
Yeah. That would make a little more sense.
Yeah. Dace is telling, saying, Dace just sent me a message. You trannies talk too long.
Yes, we do. We just got too much to talk about.
Dace said he's going to get his, in preparation for meeting the three of us next month, he said he's going to get his tranny spray.
What does tranny spray do?
Should I ask him what's the name of the tranny spray?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we should find out what this tranny spray is, if it's something that we should know about.
Yeah. Okay, do you guys have another question for me while I'm asking him that?
Well, did you hear about this whole Left Out Party thing that we were at, or that Transpondero was representing at, this big old street party down in SF?
HRC had their big fundraising gala in San Francisco.
This was HRC's party, right? Because I haven't.
Had a fundraising. The Left Out Party was the protest.
Mm-hmm. And the Left Out Party was the protest. Okay. Yeah, so. I just had to get the name straight. I knew both events happened. I just didn't. Forgot what they were called.
Looks like there were over 300 people there, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely made an impact. Several public officials canceled or didn't go. One wouldn't do it because I guess there was a labor union, right?
The labor union showed up and supported the trannies. So
and he wouldn't he wouldn't cross the picket line.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Union picket line. I mean, hey, you can't cross a union picket line, right?
That's what he said. He says, I can't cross a union picket line.
Yeah.
You know, the whole HRC thing, you know, I will say this. I've been kind of like, I mean, I've definitely been as pissed off at HRC as pretty much every other trans person has. But I also have been on the fence a little bit just by the fact that HRC being the dominant force in Washington, that is a political reality. And, you know, so I'm not 100% certain that we can get what we want without the HRC, you know. So
we kind of have to forge our own inroads.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and
the interesting thing is that every time you say, like, HRC is the dominant force or mm-hmm. whatever, or is the, you know, HRC is this, you know, gatekeeper or whatever, all it really does is just reinforce their position as that thing, right? I mean, essentially, it's like if I say Rebecca is the greatest
podcaster.
That
power is given to them by people saying that.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying it, because I fucking love them.
That's it. We're gonna Photoshop you on HRC.
Sure. We're gonna put you like shaking hands with all of the big people there. And
it's kind of one of those things. Like, for me as a trans person, I will not give any money to HRC until I see some actions that back up all of this bullcrap that they've been saying for a very long time.
As a trans person, you don't have any money to give.
Right, you don't have
any money. Oh, wait. Damn it. You had to point that out, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, the trans community threatening not to give money to HRC is not exactly changing much.
You better watch out, HRC, or I'll give you all of my money. Oh, wait. No, it just, like for me, I before I'm going to believe their crap, I have to see action, you know?
But
okay. So we're back.
Back?
Again.
The cynic in me, we are recording?
Yes.
We are recording.
And this is just the cynic in me speaking. I just, right now Washington is listening to the human rights campaign, and they don't seem to be listening to anybody else. You know, and so the question is, how can we get, Washington to listen to, the rest of us, that don't agree with, the position of the human rights campaign and, the fact that by not being entirely inclusive of all of our issues, they're just doing nothing but putting a wedge between our community.
I think, though, that what we're seeing, like, with this, with the Left Out Party, is that... Mm-hmm. That the government or people in Congress are actually, they are listening, but they're listening subtly. They're basically waiting to see how we're going to handle this whole situation. And as you see, like, politicians showing up to these protests, it's obvious that word is getting out there, but how is it, how are we as a community going to handle this? Are we going to work for unification? Are we going to try and, make sure that we are on message and that we are, that we're supporting each other? If HRC puts out the olive branch, or, are we going to accept it, or is there even anything that they can do for us to accept that? I think they're watching us, and they want to see how our community is going to handle this situation.
So. You said HRC or Congress is?
Congress is. I think Congress is watching.
We are, I think, as a community, we're getting noticed. We are forging those inroads. But it takes time. It's been a year?
Yeah, it could take.
It's going to take time.
So you believe that it's... Eventually, it might not be soon, but eventually, we can accomplish what we want without the human rights campaign.
I think we can get meetings with people from and political power without HRC.
And I really want to believe you're right. I really do.
Well, I'm going to prove it to you at some point.
You better.
Jane
you better.
Gonna,
I'm going
to
be
going to prove it to you personally. She's planning on. She's going to take this on her own.
That's right.
I'm
going
to be sitting here on my ass not doing anything for my community and waiting for you to prove it to me. How's that?
Awesome.
Okay. Oh, sounds good. I'll take care
Yay,
of you.
I have an excuse to be lazy.
All I can say is this. I have the right, actually, I had the right and used it to marry the person I love. Come November, I will still be out there voting against Proposition 8, supporting the rest of my community.
Despite the fact that even when, even if they're in the event that they overturn the whole gay marriage thing, we will still be married.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will keep on fighting for the rest of the community. I mean, I have an LGBT community, and I will not, and I would support any gay initiative because it's the right thing to do.
And I honestly believe that let's put it this way. I want to believe a majority of the gay community feels that way. The gay, lesbian, bi community feels that way. Because, at least, the people that I interact with, and I have a lot of, people from the gay, lesbian, bi community, our community, I still want to believe we're all one community. So there's a little part of me that wonders that sometimes, based on some of the things that, I see and hear, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some bad elements in the community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're kind of secularists and they're not very inclusive. And, you know, I think empathy towards the T goes about as far as they know someone personally who's T.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, and that I think that's unfortunately seems to be human nature for a lot of different issues and aspects in our life. You know, things that we, you know, we have a tendency not to be as empathetic about issues that we don't really, that don't hit as close to home to us.
Right.
You know, so, and, you know, I think that's an aspect of human nature that as a species we have to, you know, come to grips with and, you know, try to improve. But, yeah, I mean, the whole, like, yeah, as far as the HRC goes, you know what, as far as, you know, how I'm going to spend my political energy, whether it be, you know, in their favor or against them, personally, I feel like I have better things to do with my time, even though I totally support.
Yeah.
I totally support the efforts of the protesters because they're standing up for our community and you know and that is that is valuable. But just for me on a personal level, I think there are other things that I can do.
You can't fight every cause.
Yeah,
that you believe in. You know what I mean? Yeah. You gotta choose your battles. And you know, I think when HRC does something right.
Mm-hmm.
They should be commended.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And when they do something wrong, they should be, you know, lambasted
for accountable.
It. Yeah.
Held accountable. And, you know, and so, yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I'm totally in.
And
I totally support.
And there are great people working for HRC. There's good people there. I mean, it's not an evil organization that's out to destroy us or anything like that. That'd be kind of over-dramatizing it.
And I think that the situation does get over-dramatized because it's such a potent situation. And, you know, honestly, when you're talking about an organization that large, there are so many people who are part of it who don't even know what's going on at, you know, it's at some of the upper levels or, like, why certain decisions were made. And, you know, we do have to understand that there are people within the organization who are very nice and well-respected people. That, you know, maybe just don't really understand what the issue is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I think I agree with the two of you on that, too.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, there's something really important going on that I want to
get
talk
you a degree
about.
About direction sense loss.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Oh, my God. Same page.
Yeah. Hey, what happened? Why is it called why is it called the Freak Network?
A network of podcasters that are, what? Yeah, it's just the idea of a network of podcasters that share one thing in common, and that's they're different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is that makes you different, I think that's what pretty much all of us have in common, except for maybe a couple, which I won't, you know, I'm not going to call out publicly. You know,
so
there are a couple on there that I'm thinking, you know, are questionably... to me, they seem very mainstream, you know. So
you're saying is that we're not some kind of sideshow freak. We're just maybe socially different from other people.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, you know, we've taken that word freak and made it a positive thing. I'm a freak and I'm proud of it. I'm different, you know. I'm not conforming to, you know, mainstream rules and, you know, in society. I'm being myself. It's just... You know, I think anybody that goes against the grain to be true to themselves is a freak, you know, and it's a badge that they should wear proudly. At least that, I think, is the idea behind the Freak Network. I'm very proud to be a part of the Freak Network.
I think it's a great network. There's some cool people there.
Yeah, there's so many talented people. I mean, I was looking at on my Gmail account today. Matt from Spanking B. Arthur, his mood message was, you know, listening to Transponder's anniversary show, you know. So, you know, it's people are so eager to promote each other. And, you know, and maybe the reality is that the Freak Network is just one of many podcasting circle jerks where we just pretty much all listen to each other's shows and nobody else is listening. But no, I honestly believe that every show has their own audience, you know, their own unique audience. And those audiences, the longer a show is a part of the Freak Network, the more their unique audience kind of starts to blend in to the Freak Network audience. So, I think it's a good thing. And, people from all different kinds, we've got people in the Freak Network from all kind different backgrounds. And we're communicating with each other when we probably would have never, communicated before, So it is bringing people together and creating dialogues, which is, which is
very
good.
Important.
You've got
very important.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You've
cool.
got Special Delivery Mark talking about, like Special Delivery Mark and Zilla Fagger having a political dialogue in their shows right now. So,
Nice. Well, hey, I did have a voicemail for the last show that was from Zilla Fag, but it had gotten deleted, or at least I thought it was deleted. And we discovered the mystery of what happened to all of my Yahoo mail. Everything in my inbox has vanished. Just gone.
Was that because you were accidentally using somebody's email account for the last 5 years and you just remembered how to log into yours?
Yes.
Yes, that was exactly it. Okay. No, it actually turned out that I had Outlook installed like ages and ages and ages ago on my computer, and somebody just opened it up, and when they opened it up, whether by accident or whatever, it downloaded all my email off the internet. Sucked it off. So 200 some odd emails sucked off the internet and onto my computer. I didn't discover it until you were sleeping.
Oh, sorry. Oh, wait, we're doing a live show.
So tell us what's going on in Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I know you talked about it on your show, but...
I was going to send you to the audio that I did at KBOO. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, well. Salt Lake City. I think it's the whole issue of hate crimes. I've been doing a little bit of introspection on that. Why did I latch onto this Salt Lake City beating of a gay man when a trans woman recently got murdered in Colorado? Both of those stories kind of equally hit home. One happened in a town that, I did my first coming out in and spent a lot of time in and in many aspects grew up in. And I think elements of that hate crime were definitely gender identity related, even though the victim isn't per se a transsexual woman or trans woman, I often wonder why I latch on to certain stories and I, don't others. The whole thing in Salt Lake City is basically, I guess, to give the condensed version, this gay couple, one of them was a drag queen, attended a party on July 4th. I guess it was one of their next door neighbors' parties.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in one of the neighborhoods in Salt Lake City. And I don't know what the relationship what the past relationship was between this gay couple and their neighbors, but apparently it was comfortable enough to show up at their party.
Right.
Well, apparently the parents of these kids, next door got really smashed, and reportedly, the parents' kids asked if they could, showed up at the gay couple's house and asked, I don't know if they asked if they could come in, but one witness showed them at the door of the gay couples. So apparently, obviously what happened is the kids were let inside their house while their parents were next door getting smashed. Well, the mother okayed this. Apparently the mother was so drunk, she okayed that, her kids sleeping in the living room of their neighbor's house. And I guess apparently the mom eventually realized what she'd done and freaked out. and said, they apparently they had some of their friends and they're like, those faggots have my kids. Or those people have my kids. So these men, I guess the husbands or boyfriends of this woman or these women who have these kids beat down the door and beat the shit out of this gay couple, calling them effing faggots the entire time. So, and in the Salt Lake City media, it was reported that, one of the men, basically went over to the neighbor's house and abducted their kids and was charged with kidnapping. Didn't mention anything about the beating. And apparently the police haven't even filed charges yet. So, and they barely questioned the the people who did the beating, the hate crime.
Right.
At all. So, it's a typical story of police, neglecting our community. And, and making the victim out, to be the perpetrator when they really did nothing other than maybe a questionable judgment call. But then again, maybe not, because the more we're finding out about this story, the more, we're realizing that what this gay couple did was probably what most people would have done. Because apparently what happened is they let the kids inside their house. They were only there for like 3 minutes. And it was one of the men that called the the gay couple called 911. And by the time and after they got called 911, that's when these other men busted into their house and beat the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything new that's going on? I mean, have there been protests and stuff outside the courthouse as it was like talked about or?
Yeah, on Tuesday there were 100 people that showed. Last Tuesday there were 100 people that showed up at the courthouse. It actually got some news coverage on the evening news, which one of the television stations there started to tell the other side of the story, but they still wouldn't refer to David Bell, DJ Bell, also known as Lola, wouldn't refer to DJ Bell as one of the victims. It's still referred to the mother and her kids as the victims. So, it's getting a little better. The media, the local media coverage is getting a little better, but not much. Apparently, there's something else going on Tuesday, but I don't have the facts of the case in front of me. But what I can go ahead and do is I can go ahead and forward the email that I'm getting from Sarah to the two of you, and I can ask her to add you two to her distribution list.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd like to,
keep... And I plan on doing a podcast in the next couple of days. Probably what I'll do
which is... Which means 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months, basically. In the next 2 years, I'm going to do a podcast about it.
Uh-huh.
actually, what I'm going to try and do, since, I've been volunteering at KBOO, which is Salt Lake City, which is Portland's community radio station. I've been volunteering there every Tuesday on their news production team. So I'm going to try and use my KBOO credentials to score an interview with DJ Bell's attorney. So,
and nice.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, because, attorney.
Way to abuse those credentials.
Yes, as a professional reporter.
Yes.
That has been a lot of fun, I just all the things that I'm learning with that radio station. It's awesome. I would totally, tell your listeners, if you have any interest in media, community media, whether it be radio or television, I'm involved in both, is a great way to start, along with podcasting, of course.
Yes.
Because podcasting is the best.
I think podcasting is the way to go if you want to get into media. Just get out there, get your feet wet, and then, of course, get horribly disappointed, and then you just stop doing it altogether.
Okay. Yeah.
You're making me tired, Rebecca.
But you're so easy to make fun of.
I know. I've got to work tomorrow.
Do you notice she's, like, more fun to make fun of than I am? Have you noticed that, or...?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just easier to make fun of.
It's true.
But Gina gets really scared in bed when I crawl in as the Grudge. Like
you
every
can
night.
Find the bed.
I turn the lights off, and then I sneak up on her while she's like in the bed, and Grudge her.
That's kind of mean.
An excellent direction.
It's actually kind of mean, actually. I think Rebecca would agree with me. It's a little mean.
Mm-hmm. That's just yes. Anything Jaina says is right.
See, I know because since she is the wife is always right.
Yes, but the wife is also subservient.
So she's allowed to be right all she wants, but I still get to make the decisions.
Exactly.
Awesome.
I'm glad you two are figuring this hetero bullshit out.
It's so hard, you know, especially since, you know, she's a girl and I'm a girl, and there's just
well,
no way.
You two are, you are the ones that chose to get straight married, so don't. Don't be laying any of this lesbian stuff on me. I'm not fooled. I know the truth.
Yeah. Well, hey, I think we're going to have to wrap up because I got to go to bed because I got to be up early and it's been a long weekend.
Milo's got a job.
Something called work in the morning. Yeah.
What? What?
Remember those jobs? I think they were called.
I think I got to go.
Well, we've been listening. You've been listening to trans-bonder.com. We've been talking with Rebecca Ney at Tranny Rec Radio,
who is our first show of season two of Transponder.
Season two.
Oh my God, season two.
Season two. Hey, shut up. Just go with it.
Ladies, it was a lot of fun. And I love and adore both of you, and I can't wait to see you in a few weeks in Vegas.
We're very much looking forward to it. We love you, and we can't wait to see you too.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Picking on Mila.
Bye.
Bye.
This program is a member of the TransFM Internet Broadcast Network.
Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. That choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootie, and then...
Well, we've come to the end of another Freak Network podcast. But have no fear, there'll be another one coming around just around the bend. I suggest you check daily for the latest of Freak Network podcasts.
Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, goodbye.
TheFreakNetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to Transponder.
You can find us on the web at www.trans-ponder.com.
Leave us a voicemail at 320-323-1896. Brick Sandwiches.
Join the Yahoo group and get in on the discussion.
Or send us an email.
We are not lawyers, so no part of the show should be considered legal advice.
We are not doctors, so please consult yours before considering any medical procedure.
The opinions stated on Transponder are not necessarily that of our sponsors, broadcast partners, or other organizations.
Our opinions are just that, opinions.
Music is graciously provided by the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com.
Thanks for listening.
And good night.